We're working on it. And at the end, it comes with a present. And let me explain what this means. It means as follows. In order for us to share our lives with Hashem, in order for us to be connected to Hashem, and have this koyach, this power, to talk to Hashem, to spend time with Hashem, which is really what tefillah is. That's what tefillah is, to talk to Hashem. Baruch atah Hashem. To talk, to spend time with Hashem. That's what tefillah is. Really, this connection has to be two-sided. Because if I want to talk to Hashem, and Hashem doesn't want to talk to me, it's not going to work. And this is the Bach. In this famous Sefer Bayis Chodosh, which is one of the greatest sages we have in the Achronim, I think you all know, this side of the Mechitza maybe doesn't know that well, the Bach who lived a few hundred years ago, he says these words, he says, "Ein biyado shel adam lechav mitfilosi." If you want to have kavanah, you should know it's not in your hand. It's an impossibility on our part. And the reason is, since tefillah is a real communication, it's a real simple communication, this communication has to have, I don't know what the mashal is, it's like when you call someone on the phone, you can dial, you can scream at the receiver, but if he, you know, today they have in the modern world, he sees who's calling. If he sees your number on that screen, and he doesn't pick up, you're not going to get through. It might be busy, or it might be no answer. You're not going to get through. He has to, on his part, pick up, and then the conversation will flow. And here, my dear friends, we have to define with utmost clarity, with whom is Hashem interested in communicating? With whom is Hashem interested in communicating? In simple mashal, whose telephone does Hashem pick up? And I would say, well, tzaddikim, for sure. Rishoyim, for sure not. And here David HaMelech said, not tzaddikim, not rishoyim. David HaMelech said in so many words, he said, listen, koyrov Hashem, Hashem is close, l'chol koyrov, l'chol asher yikr'uhu be'emes. You don't have to be a tzaddik, you don't have to be a rosh. That's not completely undepending. What is important is if you're looking for closeness of Hashem. If you're looking for Hashem, you'll find Hashem. L'chol asher yikr'uhu be'emes. If you're looking to spend time with Hashem. I don't know how to say it. Hashem is not particular. In this, Hashem is very particular. Kavayochel, in our ma'isim, it's very important to do mitzvahs. But in our discussion, many times you find in a home, because we're talking in a mashal of a bris, of a communication with people, it's not so important. It's not so important what you do. It's more important the atmosphere that you create in this partnership. Now, when we, for instance, as a mashal, we run into the shul, we make a bracha, and our actions with such clear demonstration that Hashem, really, I have no time for you. I'm in a hurry. This long shachris, I don't know who made it. You know, Pinkus says it's a motor. I don't know. Whatever it is, whoever made it had time. And every time, excuse me, walk out of the bathroom, like, you know, couldn't you have said, Baruch atah Hashem, if you hold bus in full size, ooh, nukovim, nukovim, chalim, 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 please, Hashem, I'm in the middle of business. I have to run. I have no time for you. I have no time for you, Hashem. If Hashem says, if you have no time for me, in English they say, goodbye, good luck. I'm being very clear. If we come to Hashem and we say, Hashem, this siddur is precious. Please, Hashem, open up for my heart what's going on over here. And we demonstrate we have time to be Hashem. We're looking for Hashem. We want to spend time in the Siddur. And we demonstrate our Ahava, our love, and our affection to our precious Siddur, to our precious Hashem. Hashem, on His part, will open up for us every beauty and every greatness and every depth that we're looking for in our life. That's what tefillah is. It's tchiloso yishtadlus ulesofa matana. When we arrive to shul those 5 minutes early, and I'm talking about this side of the mechitza, and at the same time this side of the mechitza, you don't have to daven in shul, but you feel the preciousness, and you appreciate that this is Hashem, this is the siddur, this is the connection. And when you butter the bread for that little yingle, you could say ashrei, that doesn't really matter, but it's an expression of cheshek to become close to Hashem. This is the greatness, the beauty of tefillah. And it's hard for me to say, but I guarantee you that the day will come that the words will melt in your mouth. Because that's really what tefillah is. Tefillah really is the communication and the shaychis and the kriyas bris, the marriage ring between us and Hashem, our precious siddur. And here's where we meet, and here with this great fight, that we say to Hashem, Zer mekulishli, v'zer mekulishli, and we don't say it, we say, Hashem, the world is yours. And Hashem says, the world is yours. And we get together, and we live together in harmony, but there has to be harmony, and that is our siddur. I think you all know, and I want to say this, it's not really a Dvar Torah. But I have a feeling, what is the first mitzvah that we teach our children? The first mitzvah. And everyone knows, Tana Rabbanon, we are taught, Tinuk Sheyachol Adaber, a child knows how to speak. Ovid Malamdei Torah. His father teaches him Torah. Which part of Torah? It's true. But in most Jewish homes, there is something which you teach a child even before he knows how to speak. When a little baby is toddling around, and usually in many of our homes, they have bookcases from top to bottom because Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of sforim, and the little baby that takes out a sefer or finds a sefer on a chair and throws it on the floor, what does mommy tell him? Give a kiss. Give a kiss. That's the first thing we teach our children. Give a kiss to a siddur. Give a kiss to a chumash. That's the first chinuch that we give our children, to give a kiss to a chumash. To love the chumash. To love the siddur. To love the siddur. Because if you love the siddur, if you love the siddur, you love Hashem. Because that's what the siddur is. And that's why Am Yisrael has this minig to if it's on the floor, you pick it up, you give it a kiss. And in previous generations, today it's not that much, they used to decorate the shuls. The women used to come and used to put decorations on the walls. Decorations of the Sefer Torah. Because the whole issue really is an issue of communication, of affection between us and Hashem. And if we can demonstrate our siddur, how much we love our siddur, this is the connection between us and Hashem. Now, in simple language, I want to tell you a joke. There's not time for jokes at this moment. But I want to tell you a joke which really emphasizes halacha lemaisa, mamish, you know, the real halacha lemaisa. I said this many times, I'll say it over again. They say a story with Hersh Lastepolyer. I think you all heard of Hersh Lastepolyer. Hersh Lastepolyer was a smart guy. And one time he was out, you know, he was running around, and he was in town, came a Shabbos, and he walks to a shamus, walks over to the gabbai, and he says, I'm a guest, I don't have what to eat, please set me up for a Shabbos meal. So the guy says, all right, I'll set you up. So Heschel says, you know, this guy, he looks like he has food in his house. You know, spectacled looking fellow. Heschel, don't go to him because he's a terrible kamsan. He's the worst. Why, he looks like a rich guy. You know what he does? He's a miser at every piece of bread. You know what he does? He invites a poor person to his house. And he'll bring a plate of fish, bring a plate of chicken, plate of meat. And he starts schmoozing. Where you're from, what's your father, what's your mother? And the Nebuch, the poor guy, is embarrassed. And he talks and he talks and talks. And the guy walks out hungry. Don't go to him because you walk out hungry. And he says, that's the case. Here's for me. Here's what I need. No, it comes there on Shabbos. They make Kiddush. And he gives a little drop of wine because, you know, in the middle of Kiddush, you can't talk. Gives him a drop of wine. And they make hamotzi. And gives a little piece of challah. And they bring a portion of fish. And before Heschel could even start eating, Heschel, where are you from? No, Heschel already found out that this guy comes from Leipzig. So he's from Leipzig. Oh, you're from Leipzig? Doch, mein Städtel, it's my town. Oh, nice. Tell me, you know, in Leipzig, in the street, there was a butcher shop. Do you know the guy? He says, yeah, I know him, but never he passed away. Oy, vo, voy. He tells his wife, Malka, did you hear? The butcher man passed away. He owes me 200 ruble. And Heschel is eating and eating and eating. Nebuch. And he says, Heschel, you know the fruit man on the next door? How is he doing? Nebuch, he passed away. Oy, vo, vo, he owes me money. What is this, Hefker? And what's about the grocery man? He also passed away. He says, Heschel, tell me, all of Leipzig just died out? Heschel says, you should know, when I eat, everything's dead. Isn't that a nice story? It's not Herschel, it's me. When we eat, everything is dead. But how is life supposed to be? When we daven, everything's supposed to be dead. That's what it means to daven. When you say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hazonis HaOlam Kulei B'Tuvoi, we know how to start benching. And what happens, this is a riddle for modern people. What happens when a Jewish man or a Jewish woman starts benching? And the answer is, the telephone rings. That's the answer. And the little boy comes over, hello? Yeah, Tati's home. Tati, you have a telephone. How can we bench? We have no time for Hashem. We're busy. There's someone on the phone. And my dear friends, let us talk together. We're here in the Mokim Kodesh. Hashem Kaviyochel is insulted. And Hashem says, look, if there's no communication, then Chas v'Shalom. All Hashem wants from us is Hashmini esmarech, harini esmarech, hashmini eskoilech, ki koilech orev umarech yofen. Hashem wants us to live our lives together. Because as I started in the beginning, this is the answer to the whole setup of the world, the bris milah, the connection between us and Hashem. And the most important thing in a communication is to give time. The most important in communication is to give appreciation. That's the most important thing in communication. And halacha lemaisa, my suggestion is when you walk into that shul, when you walk into the shul, everything should be dead. The world should stop. You are now with Hashem. And that's what Shabbos is. That's what Shabbos is. I want to tell you a story. My dear friends, I mentioned this once, and I want to say it over again. And maybe this will forgive me, Hashem, one of the most terrible moments that I had in my life. This story happened to me personally. I'm telling you something, one of my own terrible moments. It happened to me 31 years ago. I was going on a bus from Tel Aviv, because then those days there was no Sheirut. I went to Bnei Brak to Tel Aviv. On Tel Aviv, I was going on a bus, and I was going to Yerushalayim. And I was going on a bus, and I remember the shkia was just about 4:30. Just about it was in the 4:30, quarter to five. It was in the winter day. And I was traveling on the bus, and I realized I didn't daven mincha. I didn't daven mincha. And here I'm on the bus, and I have my tefillin, and I have my stuff. Should I go off? Shouldn't I go off? Hashem helped me. In those days, the buses used to go a little slower than today. Not too much slower. I mean, I'm not from 100 years ago. But the buses used to stop in Beit Shemesh. I think you all know what I'm talking about. And Beit Shemesh used to stop, used to get off, and tell the people to drink something, or for a moment, and 5 minutes later, the bus stopped in Beit Shemesh, and he said, the guy announced, Shalosh Dakot, 3 minutes. Just wanted to just catch something to drink. Baruch Hashem, I jumped off the bus, and I started davening Shemini Esrei. And I was under pressure, and here, I left my tefillin on the bus, I left all my stuff on the bus. And I'm davening Shemin Esra. And I reached the end of Shemin Esra. And I'm a Litvak. I say, Shalom Rav. I can't forget that. And all of a sudden I hear, everyone's back on the bus. And I hear, you know, you ever see when he wants to call the people, he presses in the gears. Zoom! Zoom! And I'm middle of Shemin Esra. I'm middle of Shemin Esra. And under pressure. And I'll tell you what I did. I finished Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Yisrael B'Sholem. And that last piece, I said, Yilat Mufi, that last piece really is not the essential part of Shemin Esra. So I made myself a heter. And I didn't say that piece. And I said, Yilat Mufi, and I went 3 steps back, and I ran on the bus. And my dear friends, those words, Psach Libi B'Sar V'Secher, are running after me to this present day. And I promise you, if I would have had the strength to stay and to say the world is dead, I'm talking to Hashem, then I wouldn't be coming to America to give you Musa, you'd come to me at Eretz Yisrael. And it's left me enough behind this talk. This appreciation, we're talking to Hashem, the world is but you're talking to Hashem. You're talking to Hashem. Because in simple American slang, it's called, you really slammed the door on his face. That's what happened. You ran away and slammed the door on his face. And Hashem doesn't like that. Hashem says, look, the world is mine. The world is mine. And you are mine. Anisha Allah v'chalei Moshe Shalach, I'm yours and the world is mine. Let us live together. But don't give me such a patch. And this is a Birchas HaMazon. This is a Shehakol Ne'ebidvoroi. This is a Sher Yotzar. If we demonstrate our will to be close to Hashem, to spend time with Hashem, to appreciate Hashem, it's not going to work like pressing buttons. But this communication opens up every beauty. And in the end we'll say Hashem, Hashem, it's all yours. I'm saying it in the Siddur, Atah Melech Olam. And Hashem says, no, my Tayre, Hilchoyof, it's all yours. It's all yours. And when we say, Zo Mekula Shelcho, Zo Mekula Shelcho, I say it's all yours, and you say it's all yours, the end will be, will each one remain with our wholeness, our greatness, our beauty. And that's why, as I mentioned last night, Mo Hashem Elokecha Doyle, what does Hashem ask you? Mea brachas, those brachas. But the brachas should be, give time, a moment out of your time to Hashem. Spend time with Hashem, live with Hashem. Now, I just want to put one more very, very important point. A very big problem with tefillah is that many times we ask and we cry and we beg, and we don't see our prayers answered. Very, very big problem with tefillah. And everyone here experienced it once and over again. We are promised so many times that Hashem hears our tefillahs and Hashem answers our tefillahs. And the Nevi'im already complained. Lomo Hashem, Esther Amalka said, Eka lekel yoyma v'layla v'lo dumiyo. I call you by day and by night v'lo dumiyo, you don't answer me. You don't answer me. And the answer is, we don't always see, and as I said, this is part of the plan, we don't see exactly how Hashem answers, because there has to be emphasized that it's Hashem's world. But really, every word of our tefillah, never was a word of tefillah spilled out on the floor. And sometimes we pray for someone who's very sick, and we feel that our doors are closed, and this person passes on. It happens to us many times. And we look at all the tefillin that we said, all the mishaberichs, all the tefillahs we said, and we said, look, it was spilled out. It didn't work. Chas v'sholem. Every word is a diamond. Every word is there. And David HaMelech explained it, Sima dimasi b'noidcho Hashem. Put my tears, and tears don't have to be wet tears, it could be dry tears. Put my tefillahs, my prayers, b'noidcho means a little basket, a little barrel. Hashem has a little bottle that he puts all the Jewish prayers in, and the right time he'll take out a tear and he'll utilize it and use it. Hashem knows when we need it most. We don't know when we need it most. when we need Hashem the most. But Hashem knows when we really need Him. And many times, in very crucial moments, and we don't have the seichel, we don't even have the mind to daven. And those tefillahs that we daven, we could have davened who knows when. But every word is precious, every word is treasured by Hashem. And this is the great build-up of Am Yisrael, Hashem Yisbarach. The bris, the connection between us and Hashem is tefillah. And just like bris milah, the connection means a certain amount of sacrifice. The first thing we teach a child when he's 8 days old, he doesn't know anything. But if you want to be part of Hashem, sometimes it has to hurt. And we try to minimize it, because if he'd be a year old, it would hurt more. But it has to hurt, you have to spill a drop of blood.